In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are in the second week of our sermon series based on the Sermon on the Mount. Last week, Pastor Amy introduced us to this journey masterfully. If you were not here or you were not able to listen it online, I fully recommend you to not miss this opportunity. So I have a question today for you. How valuable is salt for you? I, Pastor, am in a diet. My doctor told me to not ingest too much salt. But you know, sometimes the doctor recommends the other way. You need to eat more salt because your sodium is low. But how valuable is salt for you? Can you imagine a world without it? Can you eat an avocado, carne asada, or a taco with no salt? Honestly, I can't. You and I have been exposed to salt since we have born. Salt is basic to human life. And the impact salt has had on the world, it's so much bigger than you think. Mark Kurzlansky, in his book called Salt, A World History, reminds us that salt is the only rock that we eat. We think of salt as something that we put on foods to give them a little more flavor. But Kurlansky reminds us that from the beginning of civilization until about 100 years ago, salt was one of the most sought after possessions in human history. So when Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth, he is telling us far more than you think. When Jesus says, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall its saltiness be restored? What is the point of salt that Jesus is talking about? Well, I think he is talking about flavor and taste. He is talking about seasoning. Just like how we use salt for cooking to flavor the food. We must read what Jesus said about salt and apply the message the way he applied it. So let us consider what Jesus was teaching. The first point Jesus makes, it's about our identity. Pay attention that Jesus says, you are salt. He does not say that you have salt. Jesus is describing who you are. This is your identity. This is our identity. You have an effect of people around you. I want us to think about what that looks like. What does it look like to salt the earth? What I mean by this is that might affect the world. And when we do that, we are not need to do it in an aggressive or angry way. So how will we handle this? Jesus says, we are the salt. So we cannot ignore what is happening around us. We have to be careful. We want to be salt to those around us. And the Apostle Paul uses the idea of our saltiness. And this idea may help us to see the idea the New Testament has about us being the salt of the earth. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Here, my brother and sister, is the idea of graciousness. Seasoning your speech with salt means that you have added graciousness to the words you have said. In the same way, we need to consider the concept of being the salt of the earth in terms of how we are speaking and showing grace to any situation we face. We need to affect people in a way that they will listen to what we have to say. So, the way we talk about the issues we don't like must all show that we are the salt of the earth, with our identity tied to Jesus. I ask you, are we salt on the social media? Are we salt in our conversations with others? Let me tell you, the biggest problem with communication is that we don't listen to understand. We listen to answer. And what God is telling us, it's that we need to put the way of Jesus into practice. The Beatitudes give a description of us as people who are meek, merciful, pure in heart, and peacemakers. We are added a different dimension to relationships. We are showing something different to the world. We are to be salt in this world. We are going to speak and act in a way that helps the situation so that God is glorified. This is who you are. This is who we are. We are practicing the way of Jesus. My brother and my sister, we look different and we speak different. We react different. We handle life different. We understand the world differently. And we deal with people differently. And notice that the rest of the verse is a warning. If salt has lost its taste, it is good for nothing. Jesus is concerned that we will lose our identity. He warns us that followers can lose their ability to be the agents of transformation when our lives are not different from the world. By losing our taste, we are losing our effectiveness and become worthless. Disciples are supposed to have the ability to transform lives by practicing the gospel of Jesus. He asks that we must impact the world in a way that God is glorified. And my siblings, as salt of the earth, we must influence the world. We must be in contact with the world in a way that will season them in godliness. How? Our words will be gracious. Our actions will be merciful. Our hearts will be pure. Our minds will be focused on Jesus. Our attitude will be humble. We want to be tools that God uses. We want to be his hands and feet. We want to be his tongue. This is what it means for us to be given the calling of being the salt of the earth. So we must ask ourselves, is we are still salty? Has we lost our taste? Have we lost our saltiness? We are changing relationships by the way we speak. The picture is very simple. Salt makes food better. What is the point of salt if it is not doing that? Do not forget who you are. Who do you influence? How do you influence? Where do you influence? Let's think about how we talk to people at work. Let us think about how we post on social media. Are we behaving in a way that shows who we are? Let me share with you a little story. Some time ago, many years ago, I was very disappointed with a post that somebody posted on Facebook. And I really want to respond. And I started. Then I realized that other people did the same way, but some of them were very angry and not using words kindly. And at that moment, I need to take a decision. I will continue to elevate my anger, honest, make a pause and think about what I learned since I was a teenager. When you are handle a difficult situation, take a moment, just breathe, and ask yourself what Jesus will do if he was in your position. And that is something that has been helping me over the years. So, don't react. Just think and let God that you can be the salt he wants you to be in this world. Because as we react or behave shows who we are. And we are beloved children of God. We are called to light those places of greed, poverty, violence, and destruction with God's justice, compassion, and peace. We are called to flavor and light the world with God's hope, faith, and love. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Believe it. And leave it. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes it's easy to respond well to people we love because we put in front the love that we have for them. But sometimes we don't react in the same way with people that are not our friends, are our enemies. But you ask us today to be salt and light in any situation, to show, Father, the difference that you have made in us. Let us be the salt and light in the world. Out of love for you, in Jesus' name, amen.